Last Saturday was the heart of the Aleutians Festival, and sunny weather brought out a big crowd to enjoy the food, music, crafts, and games. Last year, the unpleasant weather caused for a smaller crowd and abbreviated the games, but weather this year was much better, causing for a larger turnout. The band lineup was packed with local rock stars, including the Ballyhooters and Broken Gutter. Overall, there were about 300 people who attended the annual festival.
Yeah, the kids are here, their parents are here, the ferry came to town, and a lot of people came out from the ferries. The Coast Guard's vessel's here, so we've got a lot of locals and visitors.
Games lasted all day, with coveted prizes being handed out to those with the most tickets. One event was a giant, human-sized hamster ball that kids were paying a dollar to run around inside of. That was a fundraiser for the Foreign Language Club.
And then throughout the day, we have games going on for the kids for free, and the dragons here that they can play in for free. And we're giving out tickets, and Pam, the prize lady's in the snack shack giving out the prizes, and she has a really good time and kind of goes all out with the kids and has a little decorated hat to entertain the kids. So that's a lot of fun. She's our annual prize lady.
Some of the prizes included water guns and water balloons, and kids were running around soaking each other all day long. Aaron Adams was one of the victims of these water balloon fights.
I got so wet, I had to go back home and change. It was pretty crazy.
I concur.
It was a lot of fun. I like the hamster balls. Those are fun. I pushed people around. Yes, I had some of the ribs. Those are really good. I got to go have fun. Bye.
The food included barbecue ribs, the PhilAm Association was selling Filipino food, and the Alaska State Firefighters Association were making burgers. There were several other booths that were selling baked goods as well. Ashley Radvansky went straight to the booth that was selling her favorite food.
Cheeseburgers, very good. Very good job to the public safety. It was really pretty today, unlike last year, which wasn't really that cool. raining last year.
For about the last 10 years, the community center has held an end-of-the-summer carnival before students return to school. But a few years ago, they decided to expand the festival, including music and family activities, creating a community event. Booths were available for rent and free for nonprofits.
This booth is selling a Taste of Unalaska cookbook that was put out by some ladies from our church that have included award-winning recipes from the Blueberry Bash and from the Soup Off.
The cookbook booth was one of 15 selling baked goods, lunch and dinner, crafts, photography, and handing out information. Because of the nice weather, most people stayed and listened to the music that lasted all day long. The festival is held every year at the end of August by the community center.